What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I am Mala.
And we called an emergency, urgent recording session because it was an eventful weekend in LA City politics. And yep, we felt moved to come on and talk to y'all about what's been happening in LA City Council. It's been a lot,
to say the least.
And one of the reasons we felt like we really needed to get on is because the person at the center of it is Councilwoman Nuri Martinez. And we had her on our show back in 2019.
Yes.
And since then, she has been reelected. She has gone on to become president of City Council. And we wanted to cover this and talk to y'all about this. So for our listeners in LA, y'all might already know what's been going on. And to folks outside of LA, you probably also know what's been going on. But we still want to break it down for y'all and set up the context of this breaking news.
And this is an ongoing, emerging story. I think yes. there are going to be new details, more details every day. So the LA Times and NOC LA report that a year ago in 2021, a secret sort of backdoor meeting was held. Some really high-ranking Latino officials in Los Angeles. So you've got Nury Martinez.
Kevin De Leon. Gil Cedillo. And Ron Herrera, who is LA County's Federation of Labor president.
Yeah.
And so these very powerful Latino representatives,
elected officials
in Los Angeles had a backdoor meeting, and they were recorded saying anti-Black, racist, anti-Indigenous comments, and also discussing gerrymandering and redistricting.
Mm-hmm.
All at once.
So what we have right now, per the NOC LA and LA Times reporting, is an hour of leaked audio that was posted, I think, anonymously to Reddit, it seems, sometime in the past year. And apparently, Nury Martinez and others were working to stop the LA Times from publishing and sharing the leaked audio. So there's a lot of questions still left unanswered. If you check out NOC LA and the LA Times, the full audio is available to listen. I've listened to it. They break it down clip by clip. You can listen to the full thing on YouTube. There is anti-Armenian commentary, really nasty anti-Indigenous commentary. And something that we've tried to talk about here on Locatora Radio is our responsibilities and privileges as non-Black Latinos and like non-Indigenous Latinos right. and like non-Indigenous language speakers. And this is one of those come to Jesus wake up moments, I think. If you are Latinx, Latine, Latina, Chicana, what have you, and you have been engaging in any type of social justice dialogue or content creation on the internet for the past 5 years, I want us to like stop and think about what we've been doing, where we've been putting our energy, and if we've gotten any work done at all.
Right.
Because our highest ranking Latino officials are engaging in white supremacist dialogue, but also with their political actions, with their redistricting, with their policies, with their deals. This is just one recording from yeah. one meeting. Who knows how much more there is out there?
Right. And it raises the question, too, where it's like, whoever captured this recording like knew that there was going to be this meeting, right? Or there was going to be a moment or this opportunity to capture this type of dialogue, which to me says this wasn't the first time that this happened.
No.
And so as of today, October 10th, Nury Martinez has resigned as council president, but she's still a city council member. And elected officials from Senator Alex Padilla to labor unions across Los Angeles have been asking for the resignation of all four individuals that were mm-hmm. caught in this recording.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like Mala mentioned, this is a developing story. And so when this comes out, it's possible that more has changed and more has developed. But this is what it is right now.
Yeah. And as has been mentioned, right, not only are the statements captured in the audio, they're racist and classist and anti-renter and anti-Black and anti-Indigenous. Nury Martinez markedly also makes really racist statements about Mike Bonin's child, who is Black and like uses very derogatory and pejorative language towards a very tiny child. And folks have pointed out Nury used to work for the LAUSD.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not good. And I don't see how any of them are going to come out of this like unscathed. And they shouldn't. And I don't see how they're going to recover from this.
No. And because it's not just the words of that one recording, it's like how many of these meetings have they been holding? How much of redistricting has been impacted mm-hmm. by this little cluster specifically?
Yep.
How much more is there? Is there going to be some type of an investigation? Like, this is just the very, very, very tip of the iceberg. I think, like with anything else, with folks who are career politicians and have just some of them decades under their belts in the city of Los Angeles, like we saw with Wizar, it's like, I think that the pit is really deep. And what are we going to find down there?
Yeah. And I think, too, like for folks that are maybe like shocked or surprised by this like really racist rhetoric is like, well, this is actually not uncommon in our community.
No.
And Black folks, Black Latinos, Indigenous folks have been telling us this for years and years and years. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what more can we say?
Nothing. It's time to shut up.
It's like, shut up.
It's time to shut the
fuck
up.
And pay attention.
Yeah.
Listen.
We got to listen. And so clearly we're talking because we're a chat cast and we have to talk to deliver.
We have to cover this.
The news. We're covering it. We're giving our insight. And we have a really important guest on today. Odilia Yego, the executive director of Cielo, My Cielo. We're going to talk more about the organization and Odilia's work before we bring her on. But something that we do want to say is like, look. The city of Los Angeles is like 50% Latino demographically.
Right.
Sheriff Villanueva is a Latino. Garcetti is some kind of a Latino. The city council, these are all Latinos. Mm-hmm. As people, like as non-Black Latinos who speak Spanish or English or have citizenship, what have you, we have got to recognize our power politically, economically, numbers wise. We are not like through and through the oppressed minority group that we once were or have imagined ourselves to be. Mm-hmm. This is partly why if it ever seems like I never am down, honestly, like the spa water stuff.
Mm.
It's like we got to get over ourselves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're imagining oppression where it's not existing.
Right, right.
When this was actually happening all this mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
With our folks mm-hmm. who we're related to,
yep.
who look like us and have our last names and speak our language,
yeah.
are making horrifying decisions at the highest levels.
Absolutely.
That's where we need to be focusing.
1,000%. Yeah, that's the real shit that we need to be tackling, right?
Enough with the brownie lips.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Right.
It's lip liner.
Right.
This is going on. This is where we need to be focusing.
Yeah, and I think like this, there have been so many instances, but this is obviously the current most recent one where it's like Latinos get a little bit of power and they quickly act like the oppressor.
Ooh, yeah.
Quickly want to like wield and hoard all the power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not good. It's not, we should be coalescing. We should be coalition building with our Black community in Los Angeles
mm-hmm. and
very like large Indigenous community here in Los Angeles. Like
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to be doing is like the coalition building instead of the little like empowerment stuff. You know, that's important too, but we also need to be doing more.
Yes. I tweeted out this phrase the other day because it came to mind even before all this stuff happened, but the Chingona Industrial Complex,
right.
bitch, this is a real fucking thing
yeah.
that we need to be talking about.
Yeah,
I think this is part and parcel.
I agree because it's like the identity politics can only get you so far and representation can only get you so far. Like, we were excited when Nuri Martinez, you know, was appointed the president of city council. She's the first Latina in the history. We were like, that's amazing, right? This was a couple years ago now. And then now for it to be this, like,
yeah.
the representation is not enough when this is what we're getting.
Right.
It cannot be on name alone, on Spanish surname alone.
No.
On similarity. That's not enough.
No. And non-Black Latinos, non-Indigenous Latinos, I think we also need to take a step back from attempting to speak on behalf of or for
mm-hmm.
Black and Indigenous people because it's giving beige savior.
Yeah.
And I see so much of it just in general and online. And I think there's this maybe attempt or desire for allyship, but it comes off of speaking mm-hmm. over and speaking on behalf of
right.
and white saviorism.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like, I think that collectively we need to humble ourselves and be quiet and learn some things. And remember, all those Latino LAPD officers and Border Patrol agents all have Latino family mm-hmm. and they are young people, you know, like we're complicit in these things
oh,
in
yeah.
very direct ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we got to take care of what's happening at home first.
Literally.
Before we ordain ourselves like social justice warriors, because actually, mm-hmm. clearly, mm-hmm. we don't have it together enough to do that.
Yeah, because it's like the passing jokes, the passing comments like that happen at the family parties, happen at the dinner table, have real life consequences. And this is like what we're seeing at a macro level. And what we can do is on the micro level within our own little cis ecosystems, right?
Yeah.
And so paying attention to that is really important. And addressing that is really important.
Yeah, 100%. And again, like, I think over the past few years, there's been a lot of like this anti-intellectualism kind of rhetoric going on. There's also been a lot of like anti-voting and like anti-civic engagement. Mm. Clearly, we need to be showing up and giving public comment. Right. Clearly, we need to be participating in civic life and mm-hmm. in voting and in elections, because look at what's happening.
Yep.
If we're not participating, we've also allowed it to fester.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, Locamores, we have today very special guest, Odilia Romero, Executive Director of Cielo, We want to thank you, Odilia, for taking the time to chat with us today. And for our listeners at home who maybe are not based on the West Coast and didn't get a chance to tune in to your press conference this morning, we would love if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about this morning's press conference, what you all talked about, because this episode is going to be evergreen. It's going to live on the RSS feed forever, so folks can come back and tune in and catch up. We've already updated our listeners. We're talking about the leaked audio with anti-Black, anti-Indigenous, classist statements by Nery Martinez and others. So, Odilia, yes, welcome. And if you could introduce yourself for our listeners.
Hi, my name is Odilia Romero. I am the executive director at Cielo, Comunidades Indígenas en Liderazgo. We're a human rights organization that advocates for Indigenous people's rights. We are located in South Central, Los Angeles, and I am a Zapotec woman, or Benar Fuja, which is how we say it in my language. And I've lived here for the last 40 years, 41 years.
And Cielo is a nonprofit whose work is geared towards ending gender-based violence, providing language access rights, cultural preservation, and reproductive justice. And you all this morning hosted a press conference and spoke about what's been going on in the news with Nery Martinez, with the statements that were made. Can you tell us about the press conference and what was discussed?
Well, we wanted to denounce these racist attitudes by our Latine relatives, right? The comments that were made about Indigenous people have a direct impact in our daily lives, or how we're treated in a hospital, in a court of law, in the supermarket. You know, those words inciting violence, inciting hate against Indigenous Black people, we needed to take action. We needed to go to City Hall and say, we are here as Indigenous people. These comments are unacceptable and you need to resign. You need to resign because you cannot represent Angelenos with this type of racist attitudes, especially because you have so much power. You decide where we're going to live, what services is going to be in our area. So if you have this hate against Indigenous people, against Black people, against the LGBT community, then of course you're not gonna assign anything to this community. You're not gonna care for this kind of community, you know? So we needed to be there and call them out.
Absolutely. It also seems like a really important time to acknowledge that this is not new, this rhetoric, this language that maybe non-Native, non-Black people may act surprised that these attitudes are held. But I feel like Indigenous communities and activists have made it very clear that this is a problem. There's anti-Indigeneity in our communities. And so I'm wondering if you can just speak to like the history of your organization and even why you all exist, because language violence and anti-Indigeneity in general.
I'm surprised that people are surprised. Mm-hmm. I wasn't surprised by the comments because we run a human rights organization. Therefore, we get these calls. I need someone that speaks Oaxacan, you know, I need someone that speaks Mayan. And which Mayan language would you like? Well, you know, any Mayan language, the one that speaks the most. Oh, well, I'll get stopped on the streets. Like, are you Indian? Oh, your Huipil is so interesting. Are you Oaxacan? You know, we get all these comments on a daily basis, so I'm not surprised. And it's something that we're calling in our Latine relatives to say, hey, let's have this conversation. Latinidad is very dangerous. And how you put us all in one lump and assuming that everybody from south of the imposed border speaks Spanish, right? It becomes very dangerous because it has a direct impact on our daily lives. Say, I go to a hospital, I do not speak Spanish, I do not speak English, there's an assumption that I'm Latina, you know, then immediately they will give me a Spanish interpreter. They will not provide me an interpreter in my language. I will make a decision that will possibly cost my life or not an informed decision. And, you know, we lost a gentleman not too long ago because he didn't speak Spanish. He went for a hip replacement. They did not give him an interpreter. And they're like, he prays in Spanish. Was he? And well, colonization did a great job in imposing the religion on us. So sure, he prays, but that doesn't mean he understands why he's praying, right? So they told them after the surgery to move so he wouldn't get blood clots. Well, he didn't follow instructions, obviously. He ended up losing his leg. And then they amputated his leg. And afterwards, you know, he went home and died of sadness because suddenly you're like, you go into heal, you come out with a leg amputated. And before you know it, like, you know, you lost your, no, you're not understanding what just had happened. So that's why we say that like Latinidad is dangerous figuratively, but also physically. And I could go on all night and all day to tell you like the different stories that we have to interpret or we have to advocate for indigenous people. So we're really calling all our relatives in to say like, hey, your struggle is very important. You want to change the narrative of how Latinos are viewed. That is important and we support that. But within your movement and as you do this work, you cannot erase our existence. We cannot become your collateral damage, you know, as indigenous people or as Black people from Latin America.
Thank you so much for giving that perspective. Can you talk more about Latinidad as a part of the colonial project?
From what I see, well, I mean, what we say in our communities is colonialism has not stopped. It has taken a different shape and form, but it has not ended. It never stopped. And we could see the legacy of colonialism in Nuri's words, in these elected officials' words. We've been hearing this for years. You know, there's jokes in Mexico, like no seas indio, or in the agricultural fields, no seas Oaxaco. Like something, if you're short, you're automatically ugly. You're like dehumanizing indigenous people. So that colonial project continued. It never stopped. And we feel it every day in every place. So Latinidad needs to, let's be allies. You know, indigenous people were 80%. We have 80% of the natural resources and we only make 10% of the population according to the UN, right? So we need to join forces in order to have water, in order to have air, because the way we're going, I mean, right now we're a target as indigenous people because of the natural resources. People always say we're poor, but no, we are very rich in natural resources. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the roots of our displacement, where we come here. You know, people need to know, like, this colonial project causes displacement. Nobody leaves home and crosses a border, gets in a trailer to find out if they're going to die or not, right? Mm-hmm. You leave home because we're being pushed out.
Absolutely. And one of the statements that Nuri made that came out in this leaked recording was this comment about, quote, not knowing what villages people came from in Koreatown. And I thought that that was almost like this symbol of like Latinx, Latine ignorance about indigenous communities in Los Angeles and just how strong the indigenous communities are here and how many. I was hoping maybe you could also speak to who are our indigenous communities here in Koreatown. We have our Oaxacan community, we have Zapotec communities, and if you could just give us a little bit more insight for our listeners again, who maybe are not from California.
Well, displacement of indigenous people is all over the country. For all your audience, you know, indigenous people from Oaxaca, from Mexico, from Guatemala, from Ecuador, Peru, we're all over the United States. In the case of Los Angeles, Cielo created a map called We Are Here, because, you know, they always talk about us, about a thing of the past. Oh, they used to drink cacao. They used to drink mezcal. They used to do this and this, but they never talk about us in the present tense. Like, we continue to do that. So we created a map during the pandemic. We identified that there are 17 indigenous language families spoken here, which is Zapoteco, Mije. If you all love tacos, stop by at your favorite taquero and ask what language they speak. Quiche from Guatemala, Acateco, Chinanteco, and multiple variants of Zapoteco. There is not exact numbers how many indigenous people from Mexico or from Guatemala are here, because we get lumped into the label of Latinos, right? So we had to create our own census. But in Koreatown specifically, there is a large population of Zapotec and a lot of Mayans. So these comments, like I said, I'm not surprised, but Koreatown is vibrant with indigenous culture. There are so many languages spoken in Koreatown. There's so much contribution culturally, politically, because guess what? We vote too. At least my community, we have been here for over 60 years and we vote, we participate, but also in the food industry, from who plants in the agricultural fields of California to who picks, who packages, who distributes, who cooks, prepares, and serves, there are indigenous people. We are woven into this LA city, LA county. You know, everywhere you go, you could be from a taco stand at the corner to the 5-star restaurant to a Michelin star here in LA County. There is an indigenous person serving you. And I know for a fact that I'm sure that these politicians have been served by indigenous people. To fail to recognize our existence, our contribution. So we are women in this community. We're also Angelinos. We speak our language. There's over 40 brass bands in LA County that are indigenous. There are hometown associations. I mean, there's a whole world under LA County that a lot of people don't know. Like we have to wear our costumes, right? Like if we're going to go outside the house, and then I guess we're going to be Latinos, Mexicanos, whatever they want to label us. But when we're together, we are Benerjons, Benerjujos, you know, Bene Yaye, where we speak our language, where we wear our traditional regalia, where we have our traditional food, you know, where we drink our chocolate. There's no such things as a, you know, I hear a lot of people, oh, they used to do this with cacao. No, we don't used to do it. We do things with cacao, you know. They used to drink mezcal. Or they always, like, we're here. Mm-hmm. And I think people and the public servants, they need to know that we are here. Mm-hmm. And we too contribute to the economy. I always say we contribute to the economy of this country and our countries back home with our multilingual veins. Yeah. But you know something? I was thinking, when she says, like, I don't know where villages they come from. We know where we come from. You know, I know where my grandma, my grandpa, my grandparents, what language they spoke. I still have my indigenous last name. Like, I'm wondering, where is she from? Mm-hmm. That she does not know the city that she serves.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah. I think it's really important, a really important question to ask. Is she truly, actually ignorant to the constituents and residents that comprise the right. city of Los Angeles?
That she's supposed to serve, especially as president or formerly president of city council.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of my Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We also wanted to put out there that as Locatora Radio, we're going to be making a donation of $150 to Cielo, and we want to encourage and invite all of our listeners to match our donation to contribute to the work that is being done at Cielo. And Odilia, tonight you've mentioned allyship and advocacy. So for our listeners at home who are young people who are learning about these issues or who are impacted by these issues because they are Indigenous as well, what advice do you have moving forward as far as working together, allyship, and like fixing this
coalition building?
One thing that we could be sisters and relatives is like, be that uncomfortable person at your Christmas party dinner.
Yep.
When somebody makes a comment about esos oaxaquitas, be that uncomfortable person and take that moment to reinform and educate those family members, because we all have them, right? But also, how do you, within your movement that is so important, you don't erase the existence of Indigenous people? How I always say, like, hey, we're already like really squashed in a car, so one more person could fit. You don't have to give up your space, but you could say, hey, sister, come over and, you know, really push and change the narrative that we are a thing of the past, that we are present today, we are here, and we are part of this city, we are part of this country, and we have been here for thousands of years, right? Let's change the narrative about this is a country of immigrants, of Latino immigrants. No, this is a country of people that continue to live in their land. I always say, like, if you're not Lakota, if you're not Chickasaw, if you're not Tongva, if you're not Navajo, you have a migration story, because our Native American relative continue to live here. But in our discourse, we erase them and say, hey, they used to be, but guess what? We're still here. And I think when we have this conversation, they start at home. So let's start at home. And in these spaces, you know, exactly, this is a good example of how you become an ally. You're sharing your platform. Sure. The work of Indigenous organizations, share in with a good intention too, right? Because the other thing is, like, I don't want to be that token or being set for I can't think of this word in English, but to be like the folklorico of the group, right? But no, like, let's be in real allyship. I'm sure this isn't easy to hear about the impacts of Latinidad, right? Because you two are struggling. But if we have this open conversation, I think we could do a lot of things together. Because at the end of the day, it's system, that what we're fighting is a system that system that oppresses you oppresses myself as an Indigenous woman. But hey, Latina relatives, you cannot be that person to continue this oppression to other people of color, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Alilia. This has been very impactful. And just thank you for sharing your time and your space with us. We know it's been a really hectic, heavy couple of days. So we thank you for being here.
And just on a final closing note, if you can share with our listeners where they can follow you and support you and follow Cielo and support the work.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. You can follow us at mycielo_.org on Instagram. And I'm just Odilia Romero on Instagram and every social media. For Cielo is mycielo_.org.
Perfect. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You all have an amazing day. And well, gracias. Nos vemos por ahí en estos días.
Yes. Gracias. Buenas noches. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Bye.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Fem. Network.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.